Hey, my name's Jack.
Holiday.
Yeah.
Dude, me and my guys watched all your movies in college.
Tonight I'm feeling mean, I'm feeling mean.
B-movie Hollywood director Jack Holiday has a major problem. After squandering an investment from a couple bad guys out west, he's laying low in Jackson, Tennessee. Katie, Jack's wife and legendary scream queen, is hiding with him. Because of Jack's reckless decisions, Katie's film career is on hold, and she's on the verge of leaving him for good. In a bid to keep her happy, and jumping at the chance for another investment opportunity, Jack prematurely tells Katie they're making a new movie. However, as a private investigator and the bad guys close in, he digs himself deeper by declining a too-good-to-be-true film investment from a loan shark and decides to steal the money instead. Closed Caption is written, directed, and produced by self-described guerrilla filmer Jerron Lockridge, who shot the film with cast and crew local to Jackson and Memphis, Tennessee. Jeff Haltom is believable as a down-on-his-luck Hollywood director. He and actress Kate Mobley work well together as a troubled married couple. I especially enjoyed the movie-within-a-movie scenes as Katie rewatches her old films, clamoring for the good old days. Standout performances include Buzz Blackburn as Tony, the film's central antagonist, as he hurts anyone on this quest to find Jack. Actor Keith Johnson also turned in a great performance as Donnie, Jack's friend and next-door neighbor. The film is listed as a comedy on IMDb, but I would argue that it's more of a dramedy. It balances the high-stakes drama of Jack trying to make a movie with killers looking for him, and the hilariousness of Jack's terrible schemes to finance the film. In one funny scene, Jack and his business partner Caleb attempt to steal an expensive anniversary gift meant for Donnie's wife, but they're caught in the act. However, she lets them go and maintains her silence in exchange for sex with Caleb. Scenes like this, coupled with the film's score consisting of jazz, light percussions, and bits of country, give the movie a welcome offbeat feel.
That's impossible. I've got some bad blood with some people out west. I don't need them coming here making trouble.
Director Jerron Lockridge also sprinkles shades of Quentin Tarantino throughout the movie, an homage that felt right at home in Closed Caption. My only gripe is the film's runtime. A lot more could have been left on the cutting room floor to bring the movie closer to a faster-paced 90 minutes. Despite its length, Closed Caption is an entertaining rollercoaster ride that comes to a satisfying end for Jack, Katie, and the rest of the characters in this fun indie film. Closed Caption will be available to rent and purchase on Vimeo Demand starting February 4th. Look for it to land on other streaming platforms later this year.
I've mostly acted in horror films my whole career.
What the heck does that have to do with horror?